Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Each of us has a purpose. We are destined to do something meaningful, not only to support our loved ones, but to positively impact our communities throughout the country. What do you think a private Christian education looks like? Grand Canyon University graduates 25,000 students yearly and offers more than 225 high-quality programs across 9 colleges. Find your purpose at GCU. Visit gcu.edu.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Interesting day in college football. There had been these reports, TJ, over the last week to 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever it was, that in light of the SEC basically throwing their weight around and bringing Texas and Oklahoma to that league at some point in the near future, that the other three remaining power conferences, you know, Big 12 is probably not a power conference at this point, that the three power conferences, the Big 10, the ACC, and the Pac-12, they were going to unite some sort of alliance, basically to combat a little bit of what the SEC has done. We got some details today. As Ralph Irvin just told you, there's scheduling components, and down the road, this team's going to play that team. But my biggest takeaway, TJ, was two things. One, it was very clear that this was a pushback at the SEC saying, hey, wait a second now. You guys are not just going to run over the rest of us. But two, I think it's a good thing because those conference commissioners with the backing of the school presidents at all their schools basically said, hey, let's move forward as a group. We're not going to steal teams and play, you know, whatever programs, athletic departments from each other. Let's get some stability in this sport. Let's go with the status quo as is. And for people who are worried about this crazy land grab where this program was going to go here and this one was going to go there and this one was going to get left behind and what happens here, it doesn't feel like that is going to happen. So, TJ, I know you saw the news today. I know you're a huge college football guy. What did you make of today's announcement with the alliance between the ACC, Pac-12, and Big Ten?
They really had no choice if they, in the future, wanted to still be recognized and noticed as the Big Ten, the Pac-12, or the ACC. The SEC is coming for everybody's neck. And they're trying to put all conferences out of business, so to speak, and just
or trying to take your business. Just take your best teams.
That's what they're doing. And so for me, and it seemed like the Pac-12 were the initiators in this, it was smart on their behalf. Because let's just be honest, the Pac-12 hasn't been holding up their end of the bargain when it comes to college football. It's been predominantly now dominated in the SEC. You throw Clemson in, you even throw Ohio State in. But outside of that, the Pac-12 hasn't held up its end of the bargain. And so if SC isn't SC, then the Pac-12 just doesn't get the respect, because – outside of SC, maybe Oregon is the only school in the Pac-12 that can consistently recruit the top players. And so it was smart on their behalf if they want to, number one, stay relevant. But it, hopefully it will bring some more competitiveness to college football, and it's not the same teams each and every year. It's not a bad thing, but let's SC get back to how Pete Carroll had it. Let's get some parity in college football, and not always know it's Alabama and who else? It's Alabama and Clemson and who else? Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, who else? Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, that's the four. Okay, Georgia, we'll throw you in there. Oh, LSU, we'll throw you in there. But you notice I'm not even getting anywhere near the West Coast.
It's facts. By the way, unrelated to anything, the best thing that could happen, not just for the Pac-12, but for college football, I think would be USC to get back to that Pete Carroll level where they're competing every year. So I'm with you, and this was, to me, I think for people who don't follow the day-to-day of all of it, I do think part of it was just very simply, hey, the SEC is trying to just basically, exactly what you just said, take over everything. And even you look at something like that 12-team college football playoff, what was kind of interesting was it was four guys meeting. It was the SEC commissioner, the Big 12 commissioner, which was the ironic part about the Texas-Oklahoma stuff, the Notre Dame AD, and then the Mountain West commissioner kind of representing the small schools. And so even today, like, the conferences kind of came out and said, we're actually in favor of a 12-team playoff. So, you know, for anybody that was worried that we're going to get stuck on four and it was going to be those same four to five teams, TJ, that's not the case. But they were like, wait a second now, before you guys start making any decisions and any final verdicts on whatever, we're going to have a seat at the table. And so that's what it meant to me today, is the idea that the SEC can maybe run over the Pac-12 by themselves, that they can maybe run over the ACC even with Clemson by themselves, maybe even the Big Ten as prominent as Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State are. But when you put Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State, USC, Oregon, Clemson, Florida State, Miami all on one side of the table, okay, now you got to listen to us in terms of what we think is best for the good of college football, not just what you think.
100%. I mean, this is – we'll see what this partnership or alliance actually means. Nobody really knows exactly what it is. But if it's going to make college football better, I believe everybody will be for it. But, man, what the SEC is doing, it's literally like every week. They don't even have to play out of conference. Just play in conference. And you have a tough game every week. What they are doing is almost, it's not like the college football that I grew up in.
Yep.
And so if this is the new normal, that's great. But I'm a West Coast guy. SC, get y'all stuff together, man.
Do you think that this in some ways, I mean, it has to help other people, right? I mean, first of all, we're going to get the 12-team playoff. And I think I was never a 12 teams. I was never an expand the playoff guy because I kind of always believed, well, wait a second now, we're not going to put in teams that are actually going to have a chance to win, with no disrespect to Cincinnati or Oregon or whomever. You're not going through Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson in three straight weeks. But now at least teams can get in where now they can sell recruits. Hey, I know 2-3 years ago when there was four teams, it was a lot tougher for us, but we're in the Pac-12. We're going to be able to get in this thing every year, every other year, whatever. I think... overall, I was worried about where college football was and where it was going. And I know it's easy to criticize the ACC for the on-the-field product outside of Clemson. I know it's easy to criticize the Pac-12. I know the Big Ten outside of Ohio State really hasn't lived up to their end of the bargain. But I thought this was really smart and just really, I think, for the good of college football. Because like I said a minute ago, I think everybody was worried what was next after Texas-Oklahoma. And now it looks like it's going to be largely status quo. And I think if you like college football the way it is, and if you like college football the way it was, TJ, as you said, I think today was a good day, and I think college football is going to kind of remain the way that it was rather than this crazy 2-3-4 years of realignment that completely changes everything. So again, if you like college football the way that it has been, whether you want to criticize the on-the-field product of the Pac-12, the on-the-field product of the ACC besides Clemson, et cetera, this was a good day for college football.
A great day. We just, what does it mean? And that's the biggest thing that we could take. What does it mean? And obviously we'll know more in the future. I don't even know if they know what it means. I just know they formed an alliance, a partnership to keep the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the ACC as a conference independently, but let's work together and not let the SEC, quote-unquote, poaches. But if it brings more parity, I'm all for that. Because it's Clemson and Alabama and whomever else is coming out of the SEC, Ohio State, Oklahoma. That's just what it's been for the last however many years. And so whatever this partnership means, I don't know. What is it going to do? I don't know. But the fact that they're getting together and saying, hey – nah, y'all not poaching the better teams and pretty much going to be the SEC and everybody else. We're going to try to compete with you guys at your own game to see where it goes.
Yeah, and also make sure to not leave everybody behind. You're an Oregon State guy. You know, I think there was a fear for a school like Oregon State, like Purdue, like Wake Forest, of being left behind potentially if the SEC again.
Dude, all the schools that aren't quote-unquote powerhouses, when you go into the Pac-12, you say SC, maybe Oregon, UCLA because of other sports. You go to the Big Ten, it's Ohio State, Michigan.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maybe Penn State. Who else? You go to the SEC, it's Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina's on the, like, there's not many schools that can just stand on their own. They need the power and the pull of that conference and those teams that are at the top.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
No one does sports quite like Las Vegas, where the excitement is endless. You don't go to Vegas just for one game or just one team. You go there for epic pregame and the 3 days postgame, and you go there for showtime, and you go for go time and the 24 hours of prime time. Because in Vegas, the game is just the beginning. Celebrity chef dining, amazing nightlife and entertainment, incredible resorts, outdoor adventures, and so much more. Heart-racing, pulse-pounding excitement packed into 5-plus square miles that are unlike anywhere else. There's only one place where you're never on the sidelines. That's Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Check out all the games, events, competitions, and more happening this season and book your trip at visitlasvegas.com.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
I want to get back to what we were just talking about, though, TJ. So Nerlens Noel, this fascinating story. It had you really fired up because he played in the league for 10, 11 years. I'm sure you heard horror stories in the locker room. Hopefully nothing like this happened to you. But Nerlens Noel is with an agent called Happy Walters, named Happy Walters, has an offer for $70 million on the table. And Rich Paul, according to Nerlens Noel, this is not out there as fact, but this is according to a lawsuit. Nerlens Noel suing Rich Paul, agent of LeBron James, his former agent, because Nerlens Noel had $70 million on the table. Rich Paul tells him, you're a $100 million man. Come with me. Take a qualifying offer this year. We'll get you a max deal down the road. Signs for $4.1 million for one season. Leaves $70 million on the table. Gets banged up the next year. And basically what he's claiming is that Rich Paul didn't really do anything to help him that following offseason. According to the report, you know, basically there was no presentations of offers during, this is what it says, during the free agency season and after Noel's one-year contract with Dallas expired, neither Paul nor anyone at Clutch Sports presented any real proposals to Noel in terms of strategies or ideas on how Noel might secure a long-term contract or even if a significant contract for the following season was on the table. So I want to toss it back to you because this had you fired up. Crazy story, Nerlens Noel suing his former agent because he believes that he cost him tens of millions of dollars.
The thing about this, Aaron, is I'm very interested in how this is going to play out because I'm sure that it's not the first time this has happened to a player. The problem is, you know the offer that you have. Whether he tells you, he doesn't guarantee he can get you a $100 million contract. He assumes you're worth more. We can get you more. Well, but is no guarantee.
Does he even assume, or is he saying, you know, to use the dating analogy, is he saying whatever it takes to get you to come home with them, if you know what I mean? I mean, because that's what it sounds like to me.
To a certain degree, but everybody knows this. It's not just in basketball. Football, baseball, you make some calls.
Sure.
And you say, I'm representing Aaron Torres now. What do you think he's going to be able to get in free agency because we have some offers? And then these general managers and whomever start to tell you because you're Rich Paul. You have a ton of clients that in the future, these GMs and these teams would like to play for their team. And so they're going to tell you these things, and it's tampering and it's not legal, but it happens all the time. And so I would hope he did that. And with him getting injured that year when he took the qualifying offer, maybe that played a part into it. I don't know. But I know the agent's job is to get you the most money possible with the best fit. But ultimately, it's up to the player to say, okay, I'll turn this down, or no, I won't. I'm just eager to see how this plays out because I'm glad Nerlens Noel, he's just signed a three-year, I believe it was $32 million deal with the Knicks this offseason. I just, that type of money, he should be good, but 32, 70. Man, and that's a big difference. And you only get one crack at this. And like I said earlier, Rich Paul will be an agent a lot longer than Nerlens Noel can play basketball.
So, and here's another layer to it as well, and I want your perspective as a former athlete. It says, according to Noel, he said that he even heard from then 76ers head coach Brett Brown and representatives from the Rockets and the Clippers that they weren't even able to get in contact with Rich Paul, despite being interested in Noel as a player during that offseason. Now, I just want to know, in the bigger picture, I understand any walk of life, there are people that are priorities, and for Rich Paul, his priority is obviously going to be LeBron James, Ben Simmons, an all-star caliber player in any given year. But do you believe this idea that Rich Paul didn't even care to take calls, and is that, I don't even want to say normal for an agent?
I find that hard to believe.
Okay, yep.
I find that hard to believe, and I'm always pro player when it comes to stuff like this because your earning period is so small. LeBron. LeBron is going to get a max deal all the time. You know that. Rich Paul don't have to worry about that. Same with Ben Simmons. Same with Anthony Davis. Those guys are getting max deals. It's easy. it's the Nerlens Noels. And, I mean, because what the NBA has basically come down to is max guys and mid-level exception guys, and there's a few guys in between. That's what it boils down has come to. I just don't believe Rich Paul would just focus on LeBron. LeBron's getting his. Ben Simmons is getting his. Anthony Davis is getting his. These dudes that are the best in the game are going to get their contracts regardless of who they play for and who are they signed with to represent them on the business end. I can't believe that he kind of put him on a back burner, because when he initially signed him, he courted you, so to speak. At least that's what the lawsuit is saying and things of that nature. But there is some truth to, okay, the Clippers, the Sixers reached out and we didn't get a return call. I'm sure there's some truth to it, because you have relationships with certain teams. You might want to see your guys play on certain teams in certain cities with other certain players. And so it just, I'm sure that happened. If he doesn't have hard proof, I don't see how he wins this, but this will be groundbreaking, because never again will an agent tell a player to turn down. Look at Dennis Schroeder.
Sure.
Look at whether it's true or not. Everybody assumes the Lakers offered him $80 million. Dude signs for $5
million. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going crazy.
Sure.
Like, I'm going like, whoever my agent is, I can't see you in public. If I see you in public, you better have security.
Well, and
like, that's how crazy I'm going. And I promise you, I'm going crazy. Do not let me see you in public. If you see me in public, you know you better turn the other direction. I don't even give a damn if you got security. Security gonna have to whoop me. That's how angry I am.
Well, yeah, and what's really interesting, which I hadn't really considered, because I've never played professional.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day, with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sports at that level, you know, especially in a league like the NBA, the idea that you just brought up, LeBron James as an actual agent, especially when it comes to negotiating NBA contracts, should be your lowest priority client. Not that you don't want LeBron happy, but whatever whatever he's up for the max, he signs the max. You give him a piece of paper, you know, you give him a pen, he signs. You're out the door in 10 minutes. Say we can criticize Ben Simmons all we want, but when he signed his last contract, he was a max player. So Nerlens Noel, what you're saying, and I think it makes a lot of sense. I had never considered it. He's the guy that you should be working the phones for harder.
Yes.
You know, one, obviously a commission's a commission, but two, you don't got to work the phones for LeBron James. You don't got to work the phones for Ben Simmons, but you might have to work them for Nerlens Noel. So it's fascinating. Do you think, again, I'm putting you on the spot. I'm not saying that we're calling Nerlens Noel a liar, but I will say, even from my perspective, like I said, a commission is a commission, and the idea that Rich Paul wasn't even taking calls for his clients seems, I don't want to say far-fetched, but it does seem a little bit far-fetched. You, that part of it maybe doesn't really pass the smell test for me.
It's odd. That's all I'll say is when you have big, high-name profile clients, they really can do their own deal, especially in the NBA. I mean, they're maxed out. You can make X amount for this amount of years. We can't go any higher than this. That makes it easy. And so you have the clients that aren't at that level. Now you got to do your work. And that's who you, at least to me, that's what I would do. You work for the guys that really need to work, that needs your help. I mean, it's no different if you're a teacher in school. You got your straight A students. They may need help sometimes, but for the most part, they got it. I got to work with the students that really need my help, that struggle in this area of school. This subject is tough for them. So that teacher shows that student or these students a little more attention because they need the help more than a student that it comes very easily to. That's an analogy you get.
I like it.
It's common sense. I don't need to help the whiz kid with math. The whiz kid is going to help me help the other kids.
Yeah.
It's the kids that need the help. It's the players that aren't at the max level that need the attention. At least that's how I would operate if I was an agent.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
TJ, I want to get back to the NFL. Kind of a fascinating topic that kind of emerged from today, but I want to kind of take it in a different direction than I think a lot of people will. Cam Newton, over the last couple of days, we find out that there was a testing mishap, if you will, when he was traveling. And because of it, he is now in COVID protocol. He'll be out Thursday, but he'll miss three or four practices. And what was interesting was, you know, Bill Belichick basically admitted today, yes, this opens the door for Mac Jones to have some opportunities. But, you know, I was talking to producer Rob earlier today, and we're kind of just talking about this topic in general and just where we're at with vaccinations in sports and all that stuff. And it was actually really interesting. I just saw a tweet from a player from Rutgers who basically said that the school is requiring the COVID vaccine for all football players and to attend the school. And so he's actually entering the transfer portal because he doesn't want to get the vaccine. So I only bring that up because I say the vaccine, hot button issue within sports. And, you know, TJ, I'll say this. So my stance has always been, and I want you to push back on me if you disagree, I believe guys, girls, whatever, they should be allowed to make their own decision on what they believe is best for their body. And as long as they can kind of deal with the repercussions of what may come, whether it is Cole Beasley, you know, LeBron James, whoever it is, if you don't want to get the vaccine, you shouldn't be required. That's my personal opinion. But then I started thinking about it. And I started thinking about Cam Newton, and I started thinking about Kirk Cousins. I started thinking about Lamar Jackson. Excuse me, I almost said LeVar Arrington. I don't know where he stands on the vaccine. But Lamar Jackson, Kirk Cousins, Cam Newton. It's pretty clear that none of them have the vaccine. Cam Newton isn't actually public about it, but the fact that he had to test when he was on the road indicates that he has not been vaccinated. And I was thinking, you know, it's one thing to say everyone should be able to make their own decision, but quarterbacks are so different in sports and in the locker room. They're the leader. They're the emotional center. They're the guy that, in theory, everybody is looking to for guidance. Do you believe, you know, quarterbacks get a different set of rules when it comes to salary? They get a different set of rules on how hard they get to hit in practice and you don't get to touch them and all that stuff. Should there be a different set of rules from the perspective that we do hold our quarterbacks to a different standard, where I am of the belief if guys don't want to get it, don't get it, but I'm also of the belief that you're the quarterback, you're the leader, whether you really agree with it or not, you kind of should do your team a solid because your team's counting on you the way that they might not be counting on any other player on the roster.
It's really every player that's on a team. College is so different because you're playing 4 years, maybe 5 years, six if you get another year. And for them to make that mandatory at Rutgers, to me, they're tripping. I mean, it's your freedom of choice that is no longer the case. When you're a professional and you don't have to be vaccinated, but damn, they're making it hard for you if you're not. It's almost to the point, just get vaccinated, man, because if you're a main player on our team, you're hurting us. And if you're not a main player on the team, you bet not be the reason we miss a game, else we got a problem, because financially now you affected me. And so when it comes to the quarterbacks has always been given way too much credit, and they've always taken way too much blame. But I guess that's par for the course when you make more money than everybody else, and sometimes that isn't warranted. When the quarterback is looked at as a leader of the team, but they're just so mistrust about what's going on with the vaccination that certain people feel a certain way about it, and they're not going to budge. But when you're on a team – and everybody is relying on you, either we do a solid for my brothers or you remove yourself. But they're not going to remove themselves because they want that financial security that comes with it. And that's just, let's just be honest, that's exactly what it is. And so me, I'm not playing. But if I was in the locker room, in this situation, I'm just too outspoken. I was outspoken when I wasn't playing, and I was outspoken when I was playing. It's just get vaccinated, bro, because it's better for all of us. And especially when you're the quarterback, like, don't cause me to miss a game check. Don't be a close contact of guys that we need. Now they can't play because they're around you. Figure out why these players don't want to get vaccinated. Try to educate them. If that doesn't work, you got decisions you got to make, because the show goes on. We not stopping for nobody. And that's the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League. It don't stop for nobody. Either you on the train or you off.
Well, and I think a lot of guys learned that last year when there was a lot of guys that chose to opt out. And again, everyone's entitled to their decision, but the show went on and guys played and there was a Super Bowl played and we crowned a champion and everything. And, you know, I want to ask you, because I look at it from a few days ago, you and I were filling in, I believe it was on this show, on The Odd Couple, when you said, somebody cost me a game check. And for people who don't understand, NFL players do not get paid on a 52-week calendar cycle like a lot of people. You get paid on a 17-18-week schedule based on your regular season games. And you said point blank, somebody causes me to miss my check. If we don't have enough players to play and we have to forfeit a game, we're going to have a problem come Monday morning. But I want to take it a step further. Imagine you're in the locker room with the guys that we know aren't vaccinated, Cam Newton, Kirk Cousins, whatever. What if you play, you don't have to forfeit, but Kirk Cousins is in a bubble somewhere, or Cam Newton's in a bubble somewhere, and it might not cost you a game check, but it does cost you a win, which might cost you a spot in the playoffs, which might cost you more money down the road. How do you handle that in the locker room? Because you've made it very clear, I don't want to speak for you, but you said, listen, we have to miss a game because you didn't get vaccinated, we got problems. But I think we're now at the point with a couple of these quarterbacks where even if the team doesn't have to miss a game, I mean, if this happened to Cam Newton in 3 weeks, he's got to miss that game on Sunday. And so I just look at it, and it's just, to me, again, I'm not telling people how to use their bodies and what to do, but at the same time, it's like, man, forget missing a game, but imagine having to step on that field without Cam Newton, without Kirk Cousins, without Lamar Jackson, and you take an L because the guy that you were counting on to lead you onto that field is on the sideline somewhere.
That's the tricky part of it. When it becomes a quarterback, it's like, oh, man, really? And, again, I don't know who's done what. You just kind of watch TV, you read, and you kind of just get the answers from that. But when you are the quarterback, too much is given, much is expected in return. You have that personal reason why, I get it. But when you are affecting the 52 other guys in the locker room, however many coaches on a coaching staff, then it comes a point where we all have done where we put other people before ourselves. This is a prime opportunity to put other people before yourself. Now, if it's just a personal reason, I 100% get that. But if it's, oh, I don't trust it. If it's, because this is what happens. Somebody gets sick, and we're not talking COVID. And they get sick bad enough, where are they going? Where are they going to go? They're going to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
They're going to go to the hospital. To the same hospital and people that you don't quote-unquote trust.
It's a great point.
Like, make that make sense.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.